Thank you. So could you tell me your name, your age, and where you're coming from?
Okay, my name is Dennis Kamau Mvugwa. I'm from Kenya, and I'm 25 years old.
Okay.
Yes.
Where did you come in Kenya?
I came in Marseille on 23rd October 2022.
From which city?
From Nairobi City.
Nairobi?
Nairobi City, yes.
What were you doing there?
Okay, I worked as a security guard at a restaurant.
At a restaurant?
Yes.
Downtown?
Downtown, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were part of the community also?
Yeah, I was part of the community before I came to Marseille. Yeah.
And was it dangerous to be part of the community there?
Yeah, it was very dangerous. That's why I took the initiative to come and seek asylum here in France, where I can be stable and have peace of mind.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And when did the law change about LGBT rights there?
No, the law has not yet changed, but since the law has been that way, it has not changed.
It has been like this your entire life?
Yes, my entire life, yes.
Okay, because I remember a conference that we had there. It was so cool. And
yeah, according to the conference, it's cool. But in secret, it's not. The law has not changed.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. So there's tolerance, but not...
There's tolerance, but to a certain amount.
Yeah, yeah. It's not approval.
It's not approval.
So then something happened, or you just decided to leave Kenya?
Yeah, something happened that I found myself in some situation that was dangerous. That's why I decided to leave Kenya.
You were in a club or in a bar?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, we were in a club where I worked. So it was a holiday where I took with my friends. But we found ourselves trapped by the police. So it was dangerous. Mm.
Yes, yes. And did they put you in jail or not?
Yeah, we were put in jail for like 2 to 3 days before my lawyer took bailed me out and gave me an alternative to run away. Because the situation was dangerous, I could face 14 years in jail term.
Yes.
14 years, yes.
So then any organization helped you there?
Yeah, my lawyer from the GALC organization.
The LGBT organization.
Yeah.
Very good organization.
Yeah. So
they helped you to go out and you got a visa?
They helped me to go out with the visa, my passport, everything. They just arranged me, took me to the airport. Just came to France. I did not know which country I would land to.
Yes.
Because they told me whichever the place you'll go, you'll be safe there.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but they didn't tell you it was going to be in France.
When the visa came, they told me, okay, your visa is here. It's for France, Marseille.
Okay.
I did not know which country I was going.
Yes.
Because to my idea, it was maybe in neighboring country, maybe Uganda, Tanzania. I did not think it would be European
so
country.
Far,
yeah.
European country. Mm. Okay. Mm. And what did you go through when you came here? It was a direct plane or you...
Yeah, it was a direct plane from Nairobi
to Marseille.
To Marseille, direct plane.
So good, so good. Mm-hmm. It was early in the morning?
Early in the morning at 4 a.m. where I took my flight. I arrived in Marseille at, was it 2 p.m.
When was it? In October?
The same day, the same day, 22nd October.
October, same plane then?
Same plane.
That Tony?
Yeah, no, Tony came on 21st. Yeah, Tony came on 21st.
You came the next day?
I came the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you arrived here, did you know Tony or any friends? Or
no,
you were...
I did not know Tony. I knew Tony through the association. That's why I knew Tony.
Okay, interesting. There you didn't know each other in Nairobi?
Yeah, we did not know each other.
Okay, but you had the same situation.
Well, when I saw Tony in the association, that's when I knew, okay, what's the reason? Mm.
Yes, yes. Mm. And how did you learn about the organization of Moussa, the group?
Moussa, okay, when I came here, you know, I had to seek an asylum, 115, where I used to sleep. So there I met some Nigerian friends who interacted and they told me, how to live here. They told me, if you are this, because they are members of organization, they told me, I'll take you to a certain organization and they will help you.
Okay.
Yeah, they introduced me to Moussa.
And they told you it was LGBT?
Yeah, they told me, because that guy that told me, we used to see him sleep in the same bed at, was it Phobin? Yeah, Phobin. He introduced me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was 199 shelter?
Yeah, 115 shelter.
115.
Yeah, Chris Fobin, yeah.
Okay. Mm. And how long did you stay in the shelter?
I stayed for the 1 month that I stayed there, 1 month.
And then what happened?
1 month when I tried to call the number, they not pick. So I was sleeping outside for a while. I call again. I get accommodation for 15 days. When it expires, you sleep outside.
In the street?
Yeah, in the street, yeah.
Okay, so where in the street were you sleeping?
I used to sleep at St. Charles mostly, because there, most of the people sleep there.
Under the bridge?
Yeah, under the bridge.
It's safer than to sleep alone, I guess.
Yeah, it's safer than to sleep alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And for food, was it a problem also in the beginning?
Yeah, yeah, for food, at first it was a problem because you don't know, you don't speak the same language. So
yes, so
it was easy. It was very difficult. But sometimes you could go to St. Charles, they serve food.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's where most of my meals I could get there. Before I knew this place at Nationalia.
With the sisters.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. And how did you know 115?
115. So somebody introduced me, yes, again.
In the street.
In the street, yeah. Because he told me, my friend, why are you sleeping outside? You don't speak the same language. Have you ever tried 115? I did not know the number. That's when I called. And I got my accommodation for 15 days. It was reliable for some time until it was difficult again.
Yes, yes.
I had to sleep in the street for 5 days. That's why in the message I saw, you wrote that you need two, there are two vacancies of the bed. So that's why we tried to contact you with Tony.
Yes, yes. And so now what are your plans? You're having a rendezvous at the OFPRA.
Yeah, soon. Now, at 28th of next month.
In 1 month.
Yeah, in 1 month. At 9 a.m., I have a rendezvous there.
And they helped you at the organization to make up your file and everything?
Yeah, they let me at the organization because I have to contact Musa to prepare the attestation.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. And, and do you like Marseille?
Yeah, Marseille, it's a good city. It's a beautiful city. Yes, so far. Apart from the few challenges that we face, it's a good city.
What do you like in Marseille?
Marseille, at least you can say people are friendly.
Okay.
People are friendly. At least you try, when you meet someone new, you tell him you don't speak the language, he'll try as much as possible to help you.
Okay, yeah, yes, yes.
That's the good thing. Otherwise, it could be difficult, very difficult.
Yes, yes, when you're alone.
When you're alone. Yeah.
That's amazing that they are sending you to Marseille and nobody here to welcome you.
Yeah, that's very, nobody to welcome you. You don't know anybody.
They literally send you to the street.
They send you to the street. They tell you it's better you go to the street than you go to the police station or jail, because there you'll suffer more. So just prepare to go to suffer the country, but they will understand your situation.
Yes, yes.
Rather than you stay there and you suffer more, because the consequences are more dangerous there than at least on the streets.
Yes, yes. Safer than in your country. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. Maybe we can stop the recording.
Okay.
And you can send it to me through WhatsApp.
Okay.